Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. As promised, Jimmy Akin with us this hour, and your calls are welcome. If you have a question about the Catholic faith or anything else on earth, whether you're Catholic or not, you're very welcome here. 888-318-7884. Very happy to take your call if you have a question. 888-318-7884. The other business we will be doing this hour is we got to do a bit of fundraising because we need to pay for the program to keep it on the air for the next 3 months. That's how we do this. It's how we've always done it. And you've always been generous in making it possible for us to stay on the air. If we can raise $225,000 in the next, over the course of these 3 days, today, tomorrow, and the next day, then we will be fully funded. And with God's help and with yours, we'll do it. Jimmy Akin, thank you very much for being here with us for this hour.
My pleasure to be here, Cy. And why don't we start out by telling people about some of the aspects of the current fundraising campaign. Now, last hour we had a $20,000 matching challenge, which we made, and this hour again we have a $20,000 matching challenge. So we really do need to hear from people. A lot of people called in at the last minute during the break, and of course the break is a good time to call. We currently have 12 of our fellow Catholic Answers employees standing by, not on calls. We only have three people on calls right now. So we've got lots of people waiting at their desks to take your call. Give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We've got $20,000 to go this hour for the matching challenge. We also have some special thank you gifts that we would like to send you as an expression of our gratitude for your generosity. Cy Kellett, what can you tell us about those gifts?
If you call and meet the matches, all those matches will accrue to us, and we will be able to send you, if you're able to come in at the $10 a month pledge level, you become a member of our Society 315, which has ongoing benefits. We try to continue to communicate with Society 315 members with new content and new availabilities all throughout the course of the year. And we try to have a lot of fun doing that. And we have so far. It's been very successful. In addition to all that, you'll get a Society 315 t-shirt. You'll get a Catholic Answers car magnet, a coupon code for money off over at shop.catholic.com. Then if you can come in at the $20 a month level, all of that is all true. If it's a new pledge, tripled this hour. And we'll be able to add to that the new book from Don Johnson called Twisted Unto Destruction, a study, really, of the consequences of the Sola Scriptura doctrine on society. If you're able to come in at the $45 a month, maybe you can make a one-time gift of $500 either. $45 a month or a one-time gift of $500. All of that will be yours, but we'll also send you a Daily Defense, Jimmy Akin's book, A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist.
A whole year's worth of apologetics in one book.
There you go, right there. And then if you're able to come in at the $84 a month level or a one-time pledge, all of that will be yours, and you'll be a member of the President's Club, which means if you ask for it, you can ask for anything we publish over the course of the year that you're a member of President's Club, and you can have it for free. Also, you get the magazine delivered to your house for free, and quite a few other benefits. And then at the $417 a month level or $5,000 one-time gift, you're a member of Founder Circle. And that has lots of benefits that you can find out about online. I don't want to do them all here, but among them is you will get a complimentary invitation to our Founders Circle weekend, a weekend that we spend doing some training, doing some education, doing some praying together, but also hearing from donors who make often brilliant suggestions of things that we can do better. So all of those are levels you can give at. Right now, we have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match and an additional match if you are starting a new monthly pledge. You'll be matched twice. That is, your money will be tripled. A new $10 pledge is $30 a month to us. A new $100 a month pledge is $300 a month to us right now. 888-291-8000.
And one of the things that we often talk about here on during fundraising drives is we have an overall drive goal in addition to the, you know, hourly matching challenges that we have. We have an overall drive goal that we also need to meet. And sometimes it can be challenging for us to get to that level. So by the end of the drive, we usually have to depend on people making some larger donations, whether it's $1,000, $5,000, $10,000, even more than that, $20,000 or $30,000 or even $50,000. We need those larger donations in order to make the overall drive goal. We've had some people be very generous towards us in the first hour, but we will need more people who are able to donate at that level, in addition to people donating at every level. But I understand that, you know, if it is a larger donation, you may need to do some checking. You know, you need to check with your spouse, perhaps, or, you know, check with your stockbroker, or check with somebody before committing to a larger donation like that. And so I want to plant a seed now. Please, if you do have the means to think about giving a larger donation, please be thinking about it. If you know that you can go ahead and commit to a larger donation, by all means, call in at any time. The number is 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com any time of the day, 24 hours a day, no matter where you are in the world. But before the end of the drive, so that's to say before Thursday, we will need to hear from you if you're able to make one of those larger donations. So I want to plant the seed now, let you be thinking about it, and then please do contact us before the end of the drive on Thursday. So thank you very much for contemplating that. And Cy, what is that number again, really slowly?
Eight. Well, I won't do it that slowly. 888. 291-8000 right now. 15 of our colleagues on the phones. 5 are busy with calls. That means we've got 10 of them. We're just waiting to take your call right now. 888-291-8000. As I go to the phones now to find a caller to ask a question of Jimmy, I'll just remind you there's a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. We use it up. We get it all. And then there's an additional match for anyone who can make a new monthly pledge. So that means a new monthly pledge tripled right now at 888-291-8000. Let's go to Brian in Birmingham, Alabama, watching on YouTube. Brian, we're glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, Jimmy. Got a question for you. A little confused. You know, I've been reading the Gospels a lot lately. But, you know, in the Gospels, it seems like, if I remember correctly, Jesus says that you'll see the Son of Man return or come into his kingdom or whatever before some of your, you know, before all of you die or whatever. So I was wondering, like, how does that work, you know, regarding, like, the 2,000 years that have passed? And, you know, are we misunderstanding the second coming when we think he's talking about that, or is he talking about something else entirely?
Well, so when Jesus never predicts the timing of the second coming, Jesus does say some things that people have thought we're talking about the second coming and that we're linking it to his own generation. But when you read those passages carefully, it turns out that's not actually what he's talking about. Now, there are several different places in the Gospels where things like this happen, and I won't be able to go through all of them individually, but I will give you a little bit of a background on it. And then, Cy, let's send Brian a copy of A Daily Defense, which is one of our premiums, one of our thank you gifts for this drive. But in A Daily Defense, I go into these in detail. So we'll send Brian that so he can get some more information beyond what I can go into on the air. One of the passages that that has been appealed to in this regard is a passage that occurs in all three of the synoptic gospels. So it's in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And Jesus says, there are some standing here who will not die before they see the kingdom coming in power. And so people have looked at that and said, oh, okay, so the second coming must occur during the lifetime of some of the people who are standing there. But that's not what he says. He says they're going to see a manifestation of the kingdom with power, that there's going to be something where the kingdom comes with power during the lifetime of some of those standing there. And then in each of the synoptic gospels, in Matthew and in Mark and in Luke, the author then says, and a week later, the transfiguration happened. And of course, Sykelet, when in reading about the transfiguration, you know, they're up on the mountaintop. Peter, John, and James are there with him. They were some of the ones who were just standing there, and they see Jesus transfigured. So he's glowing. He's brilliant white. Mark says his clothes are whiter than any fuller could dye them. And there's Elijah and Moses there talking with them. There's a cloud that overshadows everything in brilliance. Sykelet, would you say that was a powerful demonstration of the kingdom?
It sure sounds like it to me.
Yeah, and so that's what that passage is talking about. That's why when he says there are some standing here now who will see the kingdom of God come with power, and then it immediately says, and basically a week later, this is what happened. So the authors are telling us that's what Jesus was talking about. The other main passage, and again, this is in all three of the synoptics, it's in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, is in what's sometimes called the Olivet Discourse, because it was a discourse that Jesus gave on the Mount of Olives. And if you read Mark's account of the Mount of Olives discourse, and if you read Luke's account, and if you read Matthew's account, in each case, it begins when they've just come out of the temple, and then they cross the Kidron Valley to get to the Mount of Olives, which is across from the temple. And Jesus says that that all of the stones of the temple are going to be thrown down. There won't be one left standing on another. And the disciples ask, when is this going to happen, and what will be the sign that it's about to happen? So that's what they're asking about. They're not asking about the second coming. Now, there's an additional question in Matthew, which does deal with the second coming. But in Mark and in Luke and even in Matthew, the initial question is, when is the temple going to be destroyed? What's the sign the temple is going to be destroyed? And that's the only question in Mark and in Luke. And so what we then find is in the discourse that follows, Jesus gives a number of signs. Like in Luke, for example, he mentions Jerusalem being surrounded by armies. That's going to be one of the signs the temple is going to be destroyed. He gives some other signs too. He says some of these do not mean the temple's about to be destroyed, but he says that all of this is going to be fulfilled within one generation, within the generation then alive. And indeed, the temple was destroyed within that generation. Jesus gave this discourse in AD 33. The temple was destroyed in AD 70, just 37 years later. And so that's what he's talking about. He's not talking about the second coming and when that's going to happen. He's talking about the destruction of the temple. So hope that helps you out. There's some more information in A Daily Defense, which we'll be sending to you, Brian. But that's an illustration of a kind of question that a lot of people have. It can be very confusing for people when they read the Gospels and they try to match it up to their own understanding of how things happen. You know, we're living now, you know, more than 1900 years after the destruction of the temple. So what's on our mind is the second coming. That's the next big thing for us, not the destruction of the temple. And so it's very easy for people to get confused and think, oh, did Jesus get it wrong here? You know, was he saying he was going to come back within a generation and then he didn't? What does that mean for our faith? What does that mean about the second coming? And that's why we're here on Catholic Answers Live, to clarify those questions and to help people out and to carefully show here, right here in the text, is what gives us the answer. So this doesn't challenge our faith. Jesus was not wrong. And we're all about building people's faith here on Catholic Answers Live. So we do need to hear from you, so that we can keep answering important questions like that and helping build people's faith. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, the number is 888-291-8000. I can see that we have 14 of our Catholic Answers employees who are just waiting at their desks to take your call. We've made a little bit of progress towards our goal this hour, but we still have $17,000 of more progress that we need to make. So please do give us a call. We're only 15% of the way there, and we're 25% of the way through the hour. So we're a little bit behind percentage-wise. The number to call again, 888 888- 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000, or you can donate safely and securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Lots of folks waiting to take your calls right here at the Catholic Answers offices. 16 of them on the line, 13 of them available at the moment. Just three calls on the line right now. Perfect time to call. You can ask them to get you out of there in 90 seconds. They can do it about that fast. Or if you want to chat with them about Catholic Answers, you want to tell them your story, you want to ask our story, you can do that as well. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. As Jimmy said, a long way to go to make this hour's match. I mean, we are more than one quarter of the way through the hour, and we still have $17,000 that we need to bring in order to meet that $20,000 match. Let me give you the number, 888-291-8000. You can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or if you got your phone with you, just text the word Catholic to 24365, and you can take care of it that way. I want to read you one. Jason from Napa just called and donated and said he's praying for the next searching soul looking for answers, because that was him 14 years ago when he discovered Catholic Answers Live, which led him home. Jason, thank you so much. Thank you for the donation, and thank you for the kind words as we ask folks to keep us fully funded for the next 3 months.
And something else I want to mention, you know, you may already be a donor to Catholic Answers. You may already be a monthly donor. You know, you may have donated during a previous radio drive. You may become one of our monthly friends who donates every month. And that's great. But you can also still help out more. You could increase your donation. And so the people that work here at Catholic Answers, our fellow employees, they've been trained in how to help you increase your donation. And by doing that, you can also get in on the thank yous that we have for this drive. So if you'd like to, for example, even if you've donated to previous drives, even if you're already a monthly supporter, you could still get, for example, Don Johnson's book, Twisted Unto Destruction, about Sola Scriptura and the effects that it's had on society. You also, you know, some people may be giving at higher levels monthly, maybe $50 or $60 a month, but if you can get up to just $84 a month, it's not even $100 a month, if you can get up to $84 a month, you can join our President's Club, and that gets you VIP access to receptions at Catholic Answers conferences and cruises and other events. As Cy mentioned, you're also entitled to receive everything we publish during the year. So that's all the books, all the booklets, all the DVDs, all the audio sets. All of that is yours, as well as all of the magazines. And also you get an invitation to our annual Founders Circle weekend, as well as access to Tom Nash, who is an apologist that we work with to specifically help answer your questions as a member of the President's Club. And that's only $84 a month. Lots of people can afford $84 a month. So please do give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And that works even if you're already giving. If you can just increase to $84 a month, that'll get you over the $1,000 a year line, and that entitles you to become a member of the President's Club.
888-291-8000. Lots of our colleagues ready to take your calls, which one thing that might encourage you as well, if you are someone who thinks, I don't know if I want to tie up their line. You don't think it's worth the time.
Tie up our line, please.
Yeah, they're waiting. So if you want to make that $5 one-time gift, maybe you could do a $5 a month gift. Maybe you could do more than that. Whatever it is, they're happy to take that call. They'd be happy to talk with you. And we got plenty of people on the phones right now ready to take your calls. 888-291-8000. I mean, it is a shocking number when you think about it, but per tower, you know, we're on all these radio towers all around the country, some around the world. And if you average it out, it's 13 people per each radio tower that we're on, say in Cleveland, or say in Orlando, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, out here in San Diego, 13 people per tower make this show possible. And if we could get that up to 14, 15, 16, we can do more and more of the things that we've been able to do, like provide the show on all the social media outlets, or do social media campaigns, or provide the School of Apologetics. You can make your pledge right now, 888-291-8000.
And I know we're going to take another phone call here in just a moment, Cy, but wanted to let people know a little bit of an update. We have now made up 18% of our hourly challenge, but we are now 33% of the way through the hour. So we're about a fifth of the way to the challenge, but we're a third of the way through the program. And so we really do need to hear from people. We are going to be taking a break in a few minutes, and that's a great time to call because you won't miss anything. The number to call is 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Back to the other phone lines we go, the phones where folks have questions for Jimmy. It's open forum. Jimmy Akin is our guest, and up next is Matt in Coppell, Texas, listening on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Matt, go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi, Cy and Jimmy. How you guys doing tonight?
Very well, thank you.
Great. Yeah, I called in last night, and I'm glad to be back on again tonight. My question for you, Jimmy, tonight is on evangelization. Mm-hmm. And so I'm a devout Catholic. I've been heavily involved in the Catholic Church, lecturing, street ministry for quite a few years. And since I moved here to Texas the last 3 years, really haven't found much in the way of any of those kind of ministries. Mm-hmm. And I have a few friends who are, you know, who are Protestant, and you know, they obviously don't have the fullness of the truth that we do as Catholics with the Eucharist and the sacraments and whatnot. But one thing I do see with them is they have a great zeal to go out and witness to people, you know, to spread the gospel as commanded by our Lord, to go out and spread the gospel to every creature. And so my question to you is, what can we do as Catholics, you know, starting with that, though, at the local level, going all the way up to the top, to get people to not be afraid and get out there and speak to people. Thank you.
Well, I think that one of the things that we need to hear more about from the pulpit, frankly, is the need to evangelize. We need, one of the reasons that you hear, that you see a lot of Protestants doing evangelization is because they hear it from the pulpit. You Protestant pastors will tell people, you need to go evangelize. You need to get off your butt. You need to not be intimidated by your fears, and you need to go tell people about Jesus. And frankly, we need some of our priests, in fact, a lot of our priests, to get off their butts and tell the faithful to get off their butts and go tell people about Jesus. So that motivation, a greater awareness of the need to evangelize, is one of the key things that will promote evangelization. If you want someone to do something, you need to tell them to do it. So I think that's a key ingredient. Also, they need to give training in parishes to help people realize the different ways that this can happen. This doesn't have to be formal training. A priest in a homily can walk people through this. You know, a lot of people have contact these days online, and so online evangelization is a key place. You know, back in the day, St. Paul would go to the public square in a town because that's where the people would hang out. That's where people were available to be evangelized. He'd also go to synagogues and evangelize in synagogues because that's where people were. Well, today a lot of people are online, and so a lot of people can evangelize from the comfort of their own homes. Now, you, Matt, you said you've done street ministry, and that's great. You say you haven't found a lot of that going on in your current area. So I would encourage you to if there's not a street evangelization group in your area, set one up. You know, St. Paul Street Evangelization helps people set up groups in their own local areas. You could contact them. They could help you set up such a group. You could talk to your friends. You mentioned you have Protestant friends. You see them evangelizing. Tell them, hey, listen, I think what you're doing is great, bringing people to Jesus. I think there's a little bit more to the story, though. And so I'd like to talk with you about that. And you can evangelize your Protestant friends. So there's lots of different ways to get involved, but it's important that you do that.
And I'm going to say thanks for that, because we're about to go to a very quick break, a perfect time to pick up the phone and call. If you are ready, now is the time to go and make your support known for Catholic Answers, for this radio program, Catholic Answers Live. Help us keep it on the air for the next 3 months. $20,000 dollar for dollar match, and $16,000 of it still to use up this hour. 888-291-8000. And in addition, if you start a new monthly pledge, your pledge will be matched again. So it's double matched for the rest of this hour, 888-291-8000.
So here we go with the break. We currently have 12 of our fellow Catholic Answers employees waiting to take your call. Only 3 employees are on the phone right now. Let's fill up all 12 of those lines, however much you can give, whether it's a large amount or a small amount. We need to hear from you right now during the break. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. Please come through for us now.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by 4 radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a 2-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Jimmy Akin is our guest. It's open forum where you can call and ask whatever you like of Jimmy Akin. But right now, we're also doing a little bit of fundraising. We only come to you 6 hours every 3 months, and we ask you to fund us during those 6 hours for the next 3 months. We can do that because it doesn't cost a lot. It only costs $225,000 to fully fund this program and quite a few other things that we do here at Catholic Answers. And so with that number in mind, we come to you, and you've always come through for us. Right now, we have 2 matches, so a perfect time to give. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match for anybody who gives in any amount. But we have a second match, $65,000 available to us for that match, and that is for anybody who starts a new new monthly pledge. Any new monthly pledge is going to get matched twice. So if it's $10, it becomes $30 to us. If it's $100, it becomes $300 to us. If you want to do $1,000 a month, it becomes $3,000 a month to us. 888-291-8000. Before we go back to the phones, our president's here, Chris Check, president of Catholic Answers.
Cy, I want to say thank you to everyone who's donated so far. And I want to clarify something that I get calls about from time to time, because we say that we have these matches on the show. My friends, these are true matches. What do I mean by that? It's not a challenge. It's not like somebody gave us a check for 50 grand and he's encouraging other people to pitch in.
Right.
These are true matches. So we don't get them until we meet them. That's what they are. They're actual true matches. The donor doesn't write the check to us until all of you out there who are listening donate what you can donate. So I want to make that very clear. This is a true, these are true matches. It's not just a challenge. Challenges are great, but these are true matches. So we really truly need your help. We got about 15,000 to go in about 30 minutes here,
yeah,
or less than 30 minutes.
15,000 in 30 minutes. It's a long way to go.
Second thing I want to say, Cy, is I say this every time. There are a lot of folks who listen to the show who've never supported us, and that's okay, except we the show is meant to be given away. But I just want to appeal to your conscience a little bit, my friends, those of you who've never supported us before. It means somebody else is making the show possible for you. So what I would invite you to do, if you've never supported Catholic Answers, is make the show possible for someone else, right? Make it possible for someone else who can't support the show to hear every day of the 10 best apologists in the United States, five who are on the full-time staff here at Catholic Answers. You say, Cy, this show costs $225,000 a quarter to produce. I find that extraordinary that it's that little amount of money to produce a show of this high quality.
And it gets to so many people. I mean, just hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people.
It is extraordinary. When I think about the talent on the other side of this glass, with Jack on cameras and Zach on the board and Thomas doing the call screening and also managing the social media. And then the fullness of the staff here at Catholic Answers. And by the way, my friends, if you call in, okay, 888. Look, I was breaking
there
the rules.
Sorry.
888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Please call in. You're going to get to talk to some of the behind the scenes people here at Catholic Answers who make this ship run.
Yeah, and some of the in-front-of-the-scenes people, too.
That's
true. Like Carlo was taking calls just a few minutes ago. I don't know what he's doing now. But
I don't know if this is a blessing or a curse. There's a chance you might actually get the president because I'm taking calls right now.
That's a blessing, Chris. To get to talk to you is a blessing.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. I want to stress, Cy, also, the opportunity to be a monthly giver because those gifts are tripled.
Right.
So $10 a month is $30 a month. And you also join our 315 Society. And we'll send you a link describing all the benefits. You get a cool T-shirt, access to content that no one else has access to unless you're a monthly giver.
And you'll make us feel better because there's virtually nobody on the phone right now. One call on right now.
So. All right. So I know there are a lot of people listening who have never given before. I'm asking you now, please call 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Do not make it so that Catholic Answers leaves $15,000 on the table here.
888-291-8000. Thank you, Chris. Thanks for coming in.
I'll be back, Cy.
Be back with good news, will you? Come back with good news.
888-291-8000.
Jimmy?
So I want to give people an update. Now, we are basically a quarter of the way to our challenge for this hour. We have basically $5,000 of the challenge met, but that's only a quarter of it, and we are now halfway through the program. So we're now in a situation where we are behind the eight ball. We are significantly behind. We may not make the match this hour without your assistance. Last hour, we were able to make the challenge because we had some people come through with some very generous gifts. We haven't had as much of that this hour. So we also have an additional problem this hour, which is a lot of our stations, because of the time change, a lot of our stations, particularly AM stations, are sundowners. And with the shift off of daylight savings time, that means it has gotten dark where those stations are. And as a result, they are off the air because, as you know, working as a radio professional, Cy, a sundowner station is a station that goes off the air when the sun goes down. And lots of our stations are sundowners. And so not as many people are hearing us this hour. We're having to draw on a smaller pool of supporters. And that means that we really need to hear from the supporters that are able to listen to us, whether they're listening online or via terrestrial radio or however you're listening to us. We do need to hear from you. We basically need to be able to make $500 a minute for the next 30 minutes in order to be able to make the additional $15,000 that we need to make in order to meet the match. So please do give us a call. We are behind. We are behind the eight ball. Don't want to leave it to the last minute and have it be a last minute squeaker. If you are able to make a larger donation, like last hour we had a couple of $5,000 donations and a $10,000 donation. We haven't had anything like that this hour. Please do give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. I'm very grateful. We have 10 callers on now. That means just six lines open. So bit by bit, little by little, they are filling up. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Or I'll tell you what, right now, Jimmy, I've noticed that several folks from Australia and Canada have made pledges just in the last half hour. So I don't know what's happening in Australia and Canada, but we're grateful for
and
that support.
Singapore.
Oh, yeah, a gentleman from Singapore. Not a gentleman from Singapore. Rufina.
Lady.
From Singapore. We're so grateful for that. And that's, first of all, it's very exciting to us to know that you're listening around the world and that you're willing to support us. And also, if it inspires your Catholic brothers and sisters here in the United States to give, that'd be extra good for us. I'm going to go back to the phones. We don't go into panic mode around here. We continue to do our regular day job, but we do need your help. 888-291-8000. But I want to give the text out again just one more time before I go to the phones. You can just text the word Catholic to 24365. The word Catholic to 24365, and that'll take you right where you need to go to make your pledge. We're going now to,
Switzerland.
Is he
line
on?
Five.
Oh, yeah, line five. Okay, we'll go to John in Switzerland watching on YouTube. John, nice to hear from you again. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Yes. Hello. I hope you're doing well. I just wanted to say quickly thank you again for everything you're doing for us, and I can assure you that you probably saved so many souls you cannot count anymore, and for every dollar people could donate, that's souls getting saved, and I think there you cannot put a price on that. So if I can just give some encouragement for that.
Thank you, John.
That would be my what I have to say. My question is about miracles like Fatima and others. I really have no doubt about Fatima, and I love the story and always use that in some conversations. But sometimes there are other ones that I feel less comfortable with because I have to wrestle with the ideas and the fact that the church doesn't require me to believe in them. Somehow makes it harder for me because it would be way easier for me if the church would just say, yeah, it happened. We are very confident on that and you have to believe in it. And I would just believe in it, right? But the fact that I'm not required to makes it harder for me. And I wanted to know if there is some reason for that. Is it like because the church is not 100% sure that they happened or... Why is that not required from us to believe in them?
Yeah. So the reason that the church doesn't require belief in private revelations is because they're private. Or sometimes a different term will be used because private can be kind of misleading, since things like Fatima, even though it's classified as a private revelation, everybody knows about it. So it's not private in that sense. So sometimes they're also called special revelations. What they are not, though, is what's known as public revelation or general revelation, which is revelation that is binding on everyone. And the church understands that the revelation we have in the Bible and the revelation that we have in sacred tradition, that is public revelation. It is binding on everybody. Everybody in Christendom and every human being, frankly, needs to believe that. But all of that revelation, all the so-called public revelation that is binding on the entire public, was given no later than the death of the last apostle. There was a shift. During the Old Testament period, God was giving public revelation. During the New Testament period, God was also giving public revelation. But when the last apostle died, the deposit of faith, that is, you know, the substance of the faith, which is binding on everyone, that deposit was closed. And so even though God has continued to give revelation since that time, it is not binding on everyone. It may be binding on the people who receive it. So, for example, the three shepherd children from Fatima, you know, what they experienced, that could be binding on them because it was given to them. But revelation in our age is not being given to everyone in the world. It's not binding on the entire public. And so that's why the church does not require belief in private revelations. What it does do is check them out. It does an investigation, and if the situation warrants it, it does an investigation. It, you know, looks at the content of the revelation. It sees, does it contradict anything in the faith? It looks at the evidence connected with the revelation. Is there evidence that would suggest this is genuinely from God? And if it turns out to be the case that there's good evidence supporting it and it doesn't contradict anything in the faith, then the church will approve the private revelation. But all that approval means is we checked it out, it doesn't contradict the faith, and there is good evidence that it's from God. But because it's of when it's given, because it's given in the present age and not back during the time of the prophets or the apostles, it's not going to be binding on everybody. And so the church doesn't go beyond that. So I hope that helps you out, John.
John, thank you. We just love hearing from you from Switzerland. I hope we'll get to continue that. I have to say, one of the nice things about my job is I get to talk regularly with people from Africa and Asia and Europe and North and South America and Australia.
It's a demonstration of how Catholic Answers Live is helping people all over the world. This is a global enterprise.
And it's not thousands and thousands and thousands of people making it possible. We have a limited number of donors, and so everybody who gives makes a big difference in what we do. We don't, as Chris was saying, it doesn't cost a great deal, in part because we have wonderfully dedicated people who are willing to work for, you know, the nonprofit rate. But it doesn't cost a great deal to produce this, given the impact that it has. I guess the return on investment is really, really high. I want to just mention a gentleman just called to make a pledge. Bill, he just discovered Catholic Radio. He thinks a lot of evangelization needs to go to fellow Catholics who don't know their faith, and he's really excited about what we have to offer. Bill, we're pretty excited about it too, and thank you very, very much for that. Kathleen from Roanoke just got a triple match. First-time donor, $100 a month, all of that triple matched right now. What you can, if you want to pledge $5 a month, $10 a month, maybe you could do that $100 a month. It's all tripled right now because we have not gone very far into the match this hour. We still have $15,000 to use up. So 888-291-8000 is the number
to
call.
And we've got 15 minutes to make up that amount. So we need to be hearing from people who can help us achieve a rate of $1,000 a minute if we're going to make the match this hour. So please do give us a call. The number to call, 888-291-8000. We have 11 of our Catholic Answers staffers who are waiting to take your call. Only 6 of them are on lines right now, so there are 11 who are free. By the way, we just took a call from Switzerland, and we mentioned that earlier that we had gifts coming in from Singapore and Australia and so forth. No matter where you are in the world, whether you're in Africa or Asia or Europe or South America or Mexico or Antarctica, no matter, or on the International Space Station, wherever you are, even if you're not on Earth, as long as you have internet access, you can support Catholic Answers Live. So if you're receiving benefit from Catholic Answers Live, if you listen to it, if you get educated about your faith, if you get questions answered, you have interesting things to think about, if you're benefiting from the program, you can support it. Please do support it. You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com from anywhere in the world, anywhere you have an internet connection, and that works 24 hours a day. You don't have to call in live. But if you're here in North America, we do need to hear from you right now. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000 or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or just text the word Catholic to 24365. A $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour with $15,000 of it left to use up. Also, a second match for anyone who makes a new monthly pledge in any amount. It will be double matched, and then that means your money gets tripled. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I'm going to tell you what, lines have opened up, and I'm sorry we dropped Adonai from North Carolina. He couldn't stay on the line with a 10-year-old that we were about to talk to. But if you want to call back, Adonai, all the lines are open right now. Anybody else has a question for Jimmy? Let me give out that number real quick. This is not the pledge line. This is the line to call if you want to go on the air to ask Jimmy a question. 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Long way to go. Go ahead.
And since Adonai was kind enough to call in and I can see his question, I'll go ahead and answer it anyway. Adonai asked, how was the Apostles' Creed actually introduced? And the answer is that the Apostles' Creed developed in the city of Rome, and it was used as a creed that they would have someone say when they were getting baptized. And so it was a baptismal creed that was developed in the one city in Rome, and then it spread from there to be used all over the church. It was developed beginning in the 3rd century, so in the AD 200s, and it's changed a little bit over the centuries, but it's still basically the same creed, and it's influenced other creeds. But the fact that it is was specifically developed for baptism is why it gets used at baptisms. If you ever watch a baptism in a Catholic church or a renewal of baptismal vows, that's why they're using the Apostles' Creed, because it was specifically developed for baptism.
Again, Adonai, thank you very much for the question. I hope you found the answer helpful. Right now, we've got 10 lines open, 14 of our colleagues ready to take calls, so you do the math. But we'd love to take your call now, because we have all this match money to use up this hour. And if you're ready to take advantage of it, please do take advantage of it, because we only have 3 days to do this. And most people are kind of like me. They'll put it off until about the last half hour that it can be done, and that can jam up the phones. So the more that we can take care of now, the better that is later. And we've got all the match money, so might as well call and use it up. Any match, any pledge is matched 100%, up to $15,000 right now, because that's what we've got left. Any pledge is matched up to $15,000. If you can make a new new monthly pledge, any new monthly pledge is matched again. So that's essentially, you get your money is tripled. It's doing a lot of work, and we put it to work. We're producing this radio program 2 hours a day. It's being broadcast all around the world. We're producing our Catholic Answers Focus podcast. We have several new podcasts coming out with Joe Heschmeyer and Carla Broussard. We've got the wonderful podcast from Trent Horn. Jimmy has recently been the founding dean and continues as the dean for the Catholic Answers. That's not the right word, is it? Chancellor, dean? What do we call you for the School of Apologetics? The dean for the School of Apologetics. And just one thing after another we've been able to do because you have always supported us in doing it. The social media outreach is huge now, all because of your support. 888-291-8000.
So one of the things that we also talk about during these radio drives is the biblical theology of giving, because the Bible does talk about giving and the theological principles behind it. And one of the principles, and I know we'll talk about this more in coming days, but one of the principles that St. Paul establishes is that whoever is taught God's word needs to support the preaching of God's word materially. He says, let he who is taught share all good things with him who teaches. And what that does is it enables the teacher to be able to go forward and teach other people. So it helps fund the spread of the gospel. Well, if you're listening to Catholic Answers Live, guess what we're doing here? We're teaching God's word. That's what the show is all about. So if you're learning God's word, and some people have frankly said that we teach it particularly well here on Catholic Answers Live. You know, I sometimes hear And obviously, you need to support your parish too. But I know sometimes at parishes, I hear sermons and I don't think there's a lot of real teaching going on in the sermons. But we do teach God's word here. We're very serious about it. We're good at it, frankly. And so if you're receiving benefit, if you are learning about God and his word from this program, follow St. Paul's advice and share with the teacher in order to be able to allow the teacher to keep going and help us keep going is the bottom line. And St. Paul also promises rewards for people who do that. And he's not talking simply about rewards in this life. You'll get rewards in this life, like the thank yous that we'll send you. But in particular, St. Paul points to rewards in the next life, to eternal rewards. So if you're able to support us here in this life, help us keep going in this life, you will actually reap eternal rewards. And we'll be talking more about that in coming days. But right now, we do need to hear from you. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We're going to be coming up on another break in a few moments, and so that's going to be another great time to call. We will have our fellow employees standing by to answer the phones for as long as they keep ringing, so you'll be able to call without missing anything. And if you're listening delayed via podcast or YouTube or something, or if you're not in North America, you can always, any time of day, go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate safely and securely from anywhere in the world, any time of day.
It seems now that in order to make the match, either we're just going to have to fill up the lines, or a few folks who can make those larger donations, maybe $1,000, maybe $2,500, maybe you could do a $5,000 or $10,000 gift. We've still got, it looks to me, almost $12,000 to use up this hour. 888-291. There's a triple match on it. Quite a few folks have been taking advantage of it. I see recurring donations of $50, $20, $10, $10, $25, $100. These are recurring gifts that that are being tripled right now. So, and there's no shortage of funds to do it because we haven't used up our match. 888-291-8000. 11 lines open right now. The folks you'll be talking to are our colleagues right here in the building. They're happy to get you done real quick. You know, 90 seconds, they can get all the information in and send you on your way. Or if you want to tell them your story. We love it when folks share with us why they listen or how they came to find us. All that, fine. Take your time and visit with them. 888-291-8000. Or the matches also apply to any money given at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're going to need a whole bunch of folks to make that $20, $50, $100 recurring pledge right now if we're going to use up those matches. Or we're going to need some folks to come in with larger donations. Could you do $1,000 right now? Could you do a $2,500 gift? If you could do that, you'd really help us move the needle towards using up all of that pledge money this hour. 888-291-8000 is the number. Or go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And Si, at this point, we're not going to be able to fit any more calls in this hour. So now is an ideal time to call. You will not miss anything. You won't miss any answers. If you're listening to us right now, if you're on one of the stations that's still broadcasting at this time of day, if you're listening on YouTube or Facebook or via the Catholic Answers app, now is a great time to call. We only have three of our fellow employees who are taking calls right now. We have 12 who are just waiting to take your call. This is an ideal time to call because you won't miss anything. You will get through quickly. There are lots of lines that are open for you. It only takes just a few moments, you know, just seconds really, to be able to give the information needed in order to make a donation. We do need to hear from you, regardless of whether you're giving a larger gift or a smaller gift, whether you're increasing your current amount or making a new amount. The number to call, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000.
We are under 11,000 to go. If we can, again, if we can put some large donations together with lots of folks calling for those monthly pledges that get tripled right now, we can do it. 11,000 to go, and our colleagues will stay on the line as long as you'll call 888-291-8000. After that, just go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Can we do this $11,000 right now? We'll find out. We'll see you tomorrow, God willing, right here on Catholic Answers Live.